Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Avi Mori and Imi Marasi Sheyechyu, for the schus of Yosef Ezra ben Esther. Baruch Abba Tzlach V'chamas Yadav. Hu V'chol HaMelchim Eilav. And we have been giving one of our series, V'siyata V'shmaya, is in the Torah of Hagaon Rabbi Abba Zatzal, Rabbi Abba Berman, and we are in Yevamos. And the topic is Kalayim Betzitzis, the Talis Yosel Mikashiu. So in the Chidushim of Rabbi Shimon Yehuda HaKoyen, who's Rabbi Shimon Yehuda HaKoyen? Moreinu v'Rabbeinu Moray Yisrael, Rabbi Shimon Shkab. He writes, he asks, how is it mutter to wear shatnez in tzitzis if the talis is bigger than a shear? That's mechayev tzitzis. You can be mechayev the mitzvah in a talis that's only a shear and no more. And every additional chut is going to be also out to kalayim, because you have the beged is of one beged is of pishtim, and then the chutim are of tzemer. So every chut you put on, it's going to be unnecessary. You don't need such a big shear. So it's added shatnez. V'chot net noisav, yasim yishim kalayim. Every time you attach another chut, it's also adds kalayim. So he's metare, it's b'zeh alashin. V'yish lomar al pima shet demuchach, mehilcho is basol v'cholov, demevashel chelev b'cholov, leka isol hanoa gam al hachelev. Zemuchach from the halachas of basar v'cholav, that's what I love about learning Torah, among other many other things, is how you write your tzitzis, and a minute later, you suddenly find yourself in the halachas of somewhere else. Here it's basar v'cholav. So let's say you're mevashel, milk, together with forbidden fats. There's no isser hanam on either of them, even on the chalav. The rakim efshar lachul ha'isur al shnei haminim, only if the iser can be chal on the two minim, meaning on the basar and on the chalav. Only in such a case, the basar and the chalav, meaning the chalav is basar and the chalav is the milk. So since it can't be chal on both minim, then you have a din of basar v'chalav. And since on the basar, which is chelev, which is forbidden fats, there's no iser of basar v'chalav, because ein iser chal al iser, so too shelo chal al chelev. So since it can't be chal on both minim, it can't be chal both on the forbidden meat, because ein iser chal al iser, it's already aser. Memela, the iser hana is not going to be chal on the chalav. V'chein kosav b'yoyredeya hadogu mirevavo. V'mishum hochi kos ke'akan kevin da'at tzitzios mutorin v'mishum esay doicha loisusay ein isur al ha-beged klal v'yochal lahoisif olav kame she'yirtze. And because of this here, since the tzitzis are mutter, because of essay, doicha loisusay, there's no iser on the beged, and you can add on whatever you want. In other words, why are you allowed to tie the tzitzis? You're allowed to tie tzitzis because of essay doicha loisusay. The essay of tzitzis is doicha the loisusay of kalayim. So once there's a heter to tie the strings, there's no longer going to be an iser on the beged. And you can add on as much as you want to the baguette. So let's say the baguette itself is a baguette of kilayim. So it doesn't matter how big the baguette is, you have a heter. Once you have a heter out to the tzitzis, so then that's also matir, the the Beged itself, or even if the Beged isn't a Beged of Klan, if the Beged is just Pishtan and the Tzitzis are Tzemer, if you're allowed to tie the Tzemer to the Pishtan, Malts and Tzitzis, because the essays the Echolosis say. And Mamele, even if it's bigger, since you have a head there for the strings, so Mamele, that's also Matir, the Beged. Ain Yisr ala Beged Klal, there's no Yisr on the Beged at all, just like there's no Yisr. Hanna, Basir B'chalav is an Isra Hanna. There's no Isra Hanna on the Chalev. Why? Because there's no Isra on the Chalev. Why? Because there's no Isra on the Chalev. So since it's not Chal on both Minim, the Isra Basir B'chalav isn't Chal on the Chalev, it's already Asir, before it was cooked together. So since it's not Chal, and the chaylev, the yisur of basar v'chalav, the yisur anah basar v'chalav, mail doesn't have chol, mail doesn't take effect on the chalav. You're also, since it's mutter of mitzad the tzitzis, you're allowed to tie the tzitzis, because as say derech alayis to say, you're allowed to wear shatnis. Since it's mutter mitzad the tzitzis themselves, the strings themselves, mail doesn't bother us that the garment is bigger. Because it's not chal on both, it's not chal on either. Since you're not going to say shatnez on the strings, why aren't you going to say shatnez on the strings? The strings you're allowed to tie on. And mele, you're also not going to say shatnez on the beged, because it has to be chal on both. And once you're matir mitzad the strings, you're also matir mitzad the beged, just like once you're matir. You're not going to say basir b'chalav mitzad the chaylev, you're also not going to say basir b'chalav mitzad the milk. That's pshat, if I'm reading him correctly, in the Torah of Moreno Rabbeinu Reb Shimon Yehuda HaKohen. However, it's not Pashat, asks Rabbi Abba. Shavei gamal atzitzis chol isul dikilayim. Ela sheyesh b'ze adin de'echei de'esei de'echa loisisei. Achein zel rak l'gabi atalas shehu kashil. So, wait a second. And the tzitzis, there's also an isur kilayim. The isur kilayim applies to the tzitzis just like it applies to the beged. The only thing is we're going to be doiche the iser and the tzitzis, because if I say doiche loisisei, but that's only if the talus is kishiu. Aval al yoser mi kishiu leka din dichia, and more than a shear, there's no din that it's pushed away. Al yaisir mikishir leka din dechia, and more than a shear, there's no din dechia. There's only din dechia on a shear, not more than a shear. So memela, why don't we say that it's even chal on the tzitzis? The isir of kalim is chal on the tzitzis, vis-a-vis the talus, which is more than a shear, and then the isir kalim is going to be chal on both. Alat semer shalat tzitzis, ve'ala pishtan shalat beged. So Reb Shimon wanted to say that it's not chal on the tzitzis, the issue of kalim. It's not chal on the beged. So you're cool even if the beged is more than a shear. No, it's not chal on the tzitzis if the beged is kashir. But if the beged is more than a shear, it should be chal on both. That is Reb Shimon's. That is the kash on Reb Shimon. The oid also yesh lahashiv al dimyan. Reb Shimon, the Basar B'chalav, Sharamban Posak, Nilchus Kalayim, Perek He, Aloch V'ches, Ve'ein Adam Mekadish Dover She'ein O'Shalav, Lefichoch HaMesakech Gafnoi, Agavi Tvuasoi, Shel Chaveroi, Kodesh Gafnoi, V'lein Eskad Sha Tvua. Person cannot aser something that doesn't belong to him. And therefore, if one makes an overhang of his vine and the grain of his friend, the vine is forbidden, and the tvua, the grain, is not forbidden. You see, in this Rambam, again for line 5-8, shebekilei hakerem afilu shatvua lo nesra, even though the tvua is an aser, al tzein adam osir darishenu shelo, but the gefen is still aser. V'chein mavur v'yushalmi harav zayin dekilayim. Tesis later on in Yevamos 83a, the master of Yossi Amar argues with this, and he holds the gefen is an aser. But on Kopanim, we see from this Rambam in the Yerushalmi that you can have one thing being aser and another not when it comes to kilayim. So why don't we say the same thing by the tzitzis? You can't say that it has to be chal both on the strings and on the garment. Ma pitom? It can only be a problem with the garment. The garment's greater than a shear, and it's only chal on the garment. Just like the isur of kilayim is only chal on the kilei akerem, on the gefen, which belongs to him, and not on the tvua, which belongs to his friend. So those are the two he'oros, the divrei Rav Shimon. Rav Elchanan, in the kovetz he'oros, the simon samach aleph, otz dalet, brings mashem makshin, Mehadim bishel nevela v'chela v'cholof. Let's say you cook unkosher meat in milk. And we say, since the v'sar and nevela is an aser, the iser v'aser v'cholof, the ain iser cholal iser, so v'sar and nevela is not going to be aser. Hachanami v'loy ne'asar ha'cholof. Just like the basar isn't going to be aser while it's basar v'cholof, so too the cholof isn't going to be aser. K'ma shekasev adag v'merivava that we saw earlier. Simon Pei Zayin Siv Gimel. Yivim Kein Chazinon, Yisil Tzoch Lochel Al Shneim. See, it has to be Chal on both. And so too we should say, Gabi Kili Akerem. Since the Tvua was an Aser, the Gefen also shouldn't be Aser. So Rebbe Chanan asks in this Rambam, if the Tvua is not Aser, how can you Aser the Gefen? And they both need to be Aser. Just like by Basar B'Cholav, you're not going to Basar B'Cholav if you are mevashel the nevela b'cholav, since it's not chal on the nevela, baser b'cholav, it's also not chal on the cholav. So Rabbi Chanan was mitareitz, ani mitzatet et l'shono, ve'ef sheloi ma'al du be'emes, ein chiluk bein baser b'cholav, v'kile ha'kerim. Ela hevdelu bein shnei adinim, ve'ein adam usir davar she'inu sheloi, ve'ein isu cholal isu. Could be that in truth there's no chiluk between basar b'cholav and kilei akerem. The difference is between the two dinim of ein adam osir darishenu shelo and ein isur cholal isur. So we have two comparable areas of halacha, basar b'cholav and kilei akerem, and it could be that that's not going to be the distinction to distinguish between basar b'cholav and kilei akerem. Rather, the distinction is going to be in the realm of ein isur cholal isur versus the realm of Ein Adam Osir Davar She'inu Shelo. The Hodein Isur Cholal Isur Ein HaKavanah B'Chaloisa Isur Greido Ela She'inu Isur Chol Klal. That Ein Isur Cholal Isur, it doesn't mean in the Chalos Isur at all, but rather there's no Shem Isur. Not only is there no Chalos Isur, there's no Shem Isur. And that's not like some achronim, all that there is an iser, even if ain iser chalal iser. There's no iser at all. There's nothing. V'kevad lochol klal shem basar v'cholav. There's no shem basar v'cholav. There's no shem iser over here. Mishum hachi shneim mutarim. So since there's no shem basar v'cholav over here, why? Because on the basar you can't have a shem basar v'cholav. Male nechalav, you can't have a shame baser b'chalav. So since the shame baser b'chalav isn't chal, because it's not chal on both of them, it's not chal on either of them, it doesn't take effect on either of them. Avol b'dina de'ein adam oisel davar she'ino shaloi, v'adai shame kalayim chol alayim, elo de'ino yochol leser davar she'ino shaloi, avol shaloi ne'esam. But in the din of ein oser davar she'ino shaloi, the shame kalayim is chal. It just can't aser b'foyal. There's going to be no chalos iser on your friends, but the shem iser is chal. And since the shem iser is chal, the melan what belongs to you, there's going to be a chalos iser because it's yours. You can aser your own, And what belongs to your friend is going to be no chalos iser because ain't other moser darishen or shalom. The shame kalayim is cham. So that's the chiluk. When it comes to ain't iser chalal iser, there's no iser at all. So it never starts. When it comes to, and therefore in the case of nevela v'chalav, there's no baser v'chalav. But when it comes to the case of kalayim, yeah, there's a shame iser kalayim. Just ain't other moser darishen or shalom. Mimela, there's an iser here, it just can't be chal on what belongs to your friend. But on what belongs to you, it's going to be a chalais iser. Ad kan, midiver Rebbe Chanan, to be mechalik between these two cases. However, it would appear that ipcha mistabro, shahefech hu anachon. I like that. Ipcha mistabro. Ha'hefech hu anachon. That what? Shegabe ein isur chalal isur. There's no chisaron in the koyach halosa isur. Ela she isur ha'rishayim hu me'akev ala isur ha'sheni mi lachul. Hashem ken gabe ein adam isur davish einu shaloi hasam momen chaveiro einu yikuv ala isur. Ela chisaron hu mitzad she'ein loy koyach Lesser al chaveru. Legabe ein iser chala leser. There's no chisar in the kol chalosa iser. There's no lack in the power of the iser to be chal. So it should be chal. The only thing is there's something external here. There's the first iser that's ma'akev the second iser from being chal. Mashenken gabe ein adam oiser davar sheinu shaloi. There, mamon chaveru ein uikov ala iser. Not that the mamon chaver is ma'akev the yisr. The chisaron is in the koyach. You have no koyach to aser on what belongs to your friend. It's not an external impediment. It's an internal impediment. You don't have the koyach to aser what belongs to your friend. So if you say that by ein yisr cholal yisr, there's no shame yisr at all, even if it's just begether ikuv, it's begether something outside stopping it. And yet we say that it's not chal at all when it comes to the nevela b'cholov. Kavachoymer gabe ein adam oiser davar sheinu shaloi shabe chisaron b'koyach ha'iser shaloi yachol shem ha'iser klal. So then most certainly gabe ein iser chol al iser gabe ein iser davar sheinu shaloi, which is an internal impediment, which is the chisaron b'koyach ha'iser, that it's not going to be chal at all. And memela we're going to say that just like when it comes to basar and nevela v'chalav, doesn't it all have a shame of basin available that basin b'chalav? Certainly, when it comes to enos u'chalal iser, when it comes to ein adam oser davar sheinu shalo, which is a chisaron in the koyach of the person to be meichel and iser, there it's certainly not going to be chal at all. So you can't say there's a shame kalayim. There's no shame kalayim. There's a chisaron in the koyach of iser. Not only that, but you can't say that by enos u'chalal iser there's no shame iser. You see, not like that later on in Yevam Islam at Beizam and Aleph, where the Isser of Ochois Isha is not Chal and the Isser of Eish Esach. Nevertheless, we say that the Isser of Ochois Isha is Mitla Talya V'Koy. Yipoka Isser Eish Esach. In other words, it's in limbo. The Isser Eish Esach, the Isser Ochois Isha is in limbo. Yipoka Isser Eish Esach. When the Isser, Eishes Ach, goes away, my brother, she's both, my brother's sister, my sister's, and my wife's, my brother's wife and wife's sister. So if the Isser, Eishes Ach, goes away, the Isser of her being my brother's wife goes away, then the Isser of her being my wife's sister is going to be Chal. So you see lehedya that there is an iser achos isha, just there's no hechitimsi that it can be chal b'foya, because there's already an iser eshesach. But the second eshesach goes away, the second eshesach goes away, then the iser achos isha is chal. And we see this even more mishitas Rashi over there, that what patters then from Yibum is the iser achos isha. Because the Yisra Achavzisha, which is in limbo, which hasn't yet been chal, that's what patters from evil. It's pretty incredible. So you already see that even though the Isser isn't chal, the foyal, but there's still an Isser, there's still a shame Isser. Bochanan wanted to say that by Yisra Chalal Isser, there's no shame Isser. You see from the Gemara in Lam Beis that there is a shame Isser. That there is a shame Isser, Achoy Zisha, even though there's already a shame Isser of Eishasach and Ein Isser Chalal Isser. So that Yisra Rebbe Chanan, that by Ein Isser Chalal Isser, the Isser isn't chal at all, is Nistar, is contradicted from our Gemara. So therefore, we need to come back to Chum Lachzor Lakushya. Mavdel ben HaMikra Shel Kelayim ben HaNamos Yadar Shein HaShaloi, and yet we say that the Kelayim is Chal on this person's Gefen, even though it's not Chal on his friend's Tavua, so it could be Chal on one of them, so why don't we also say that the Yisr of Basar B'Cholov is Chal on the Cholov. When we're dealing with an Avela, you're right, it can't be Chal on the Avela, let it just be Chal on the Cholov. So therefore, Nira L'Tavitz, the shiny Yisr Kalayim, the Yisr Basar B'Cholov. How? The Gabe Basar B'Cholov, Etzim Shema Yisr Basar B'Cholov. And therefore, in order for it to be Asr, we need to Asr both the Basar and the Cholov. That's the Shem Yisr. If we're not Asring the Basar as Basar B'Cholov, you can't be Asring the Cholov. Shenken Gabe Kile Akerem, there, the Shem Yisr isn't Gefen B'Tavua. The Shem Yisr is Kalayim. Not that we acquire Gefen to B'Tavua, is a Chetimsi, how to make Kalayim. By Basar B'Cholov, the Shem Yisr is Basar B'Cholov. They both need to be involved. By Kalayim, the Shem Yisr is Kalayim, not Gefen V'Tavua. In Memela, it could be Chal on the Gefen and not on the Tavua. If it's not Chal on the Tavua, because I know it's on the Osir Dov Shem Shalom, it's Chal on the Gefen. Lefi zeh, lo yitochen terutzai. Shel Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon wanted to say the tzitzis aren't nasar. The tzitzis, the strings aren't nasar, so you're also not going to answer the beggar that's more than a kashir. No, because kilei begadim is like kilei akera. And by kilei akera, you can have one answer and the other one not. So here also, you have a problematic beggar. Let's answer the beged of, even though the tzemer is an usser, even though the strings are beseder, but the beged is not. Because the beged is pishtim. And since the beged is more than a shear, it's necessary for tzitzis. There's no head there. Either strings are mutter, you're allowed to put on the strings. Because the vesei deicha lo yisasein. Seder, it's the strings. If you just look at the strings being attached to forbidden material, that's fine. But now it's the beged. The beged is bigger than a shear. So we're just going to answer the beged. Because the beged is kalayim. So you can answer one and not the other, just like we see by Kilei Akerem. So therefore, we cannot, in good conscience, except the teretz of Reb Shimon. So, Taka, what are we going to say? Ech nuchal teretz takushya? How are you allowed to wear a talis yoser gadol mikashiyu? Mevor b'taisis b'ksubis azay. V'zeh ein lanu loymar shei asur lubeish talis shel pishtan mishum de'efshir v'shel tzemer de'ein zechashuv efshir. You can't say that it's usher to wear a talis of pishtan. You can wear it tzemer and out of kalayim. That's not considered efsher. V'tzorich biur b'geder hadavar. My geder hadavar. You can't say there's no heter to wear a garment of pishtin because you can wear a garment of tzemer. Why not? As Nevasha Biyuru, Sha Mechayiv Shal Mitzvah Tzitzis, what's Mechayiv Mitzvah Tzitzis? The Talis. And even though we pass in She Tzitzis Chayvas Gavrahi, She Rechayiv Rakashu Lovushbo, we call Mokum Kshu Lovush Vitalis, as a Talis who are Mechayiv Shal Mitzvah Tzitzis. The Mechayiv Mitzvah Tzitzis is Talis. So we pass in Talis of Chayvas Gavra. You're only Chayiv if you're wearing it, that's the way we pass in, it's not a Chayvas Mana. Nevertheless, when you're lavish b'talis, the talis is the mechayiv of tzitzis when you're wearing it. And therefore, if you wear another talis of tzemer, there's going to be a different mechayiv of mitzvah tzitzis. Im yolbash talit acher shel tzemer, yelo mechayiv acher shel mitzvah tzitzit. It's a different mechayiv. But right now, you're the mechayiv is a talis of pishtan. And you can't be mechayiv the mitzvah with a talis of pishtan without being over on the isser of kalayim. So since we're Magdi, the Mechayiv is the Beged, and the Beged that's Mechayiv right now is Pishtan, you can't say you can do it with Semer, because that's a completely different Mechayiv. That's not called that you can do the same mitzvah without being over the Yisr. It's a different Mechayiv. That's not called Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is if you're fulfilling the same Mechayiv. There's something that obligates you, you're fulfilling what obligates you here. Semer isn't Pishtan, so... Since Semer is different Mechayiv than Pishtan, or Melev, right now you have Pishtan, you can't say, oh, you can do it with Semer. Because that's a different Mechayiv. So therefore we understand that if you're wearing a talis, Galdo Mikashir, Kol Chelek V'Chelek Mi'at Talis is included in the Mechayiv of Mitzvah Tzitzis, and therefore it's not Shayach to say that it can be Mechayiv M'Kayim Mitzvah Tzitzis V'Shir Mitzumtzum. Because the whole talis is part of the Mechayiv of Tzitzis. It's a four-corner garment. And it all requires tzitzis. So memela, the whole garment is part of the mechayiv. And therefore, don't tell me that you can be mechayiv with a shir mitzumtzum, because that's a different mechayiv. Here, the whole talis that's in front of you is mechayiv you to place tzitzis. And saying, you could do it with a smaller shir, that's a different mechayiv, because the mechayiv is the baguette and the smaller shear is a different mechayiv. And therefore it's not considered efshel l'kayim shneim. The Rashba, Dibur Masel, Kosev Rachmana writes, Nafsh chalom yotzi chutu me'abeget atzim v'yata b'konof, lo'om loshkach esed lek aminu. So how can it ever be that you're wearing a mixed shanis tzitzis? Whatever the garment is, make the strings from that, you have a tzemer garment. So cut out the strings from the garment. No. If the only way you can do it is by ripping the corners and destroying partially by the talis, it's k'mishen lamin. It's like you don't have the same type of min. Why should we say this? The bakrias can to the same as the mechamish of ripping the corner of the talis is not more than a fifth. Why should this person not be mischayiv? Lasses can't get the kind mitzvah tzitzis to do this in order to be mekayim mitzvah tzitzis vitzorich iyun. So based on what we said, we can answer the kasha of Rebbe Chonon, since the whole talis is mechayiv. Right, it's not more than a fifth. But the whole talus is mechayiv. If you rip the corner and you take part of the talus and turn it into tzitzis, so you're going to be lacking part of the mechayiv. That's not called efshel l'kayim shneim. Efshel l'kayim shneim is when there's going to be the same mechayiv. But here, if you rip into the garment and turn part of the garment into strings, it's going to be a different mechayiv. And therefore, we say this is considered the efshel l'kayim shneim. And it's doicha the isser of shanis. So Baruch Hashem, we saw the kasha of Reb Shimon, how you're allowed to wear a talis of Yisr Gavra Mekashir. His teretz was, if it's not answering the tzitzit, it's not answering the beged. We asked a number of kashas on that. We saw Yisr that by Ein Yisr Chal Al Yisr, the Yisr is, there is a shame Yisr, even though it's not Chal B'Foal. And the teretz we gave to the kasha of Reb Shimon, how you're allowed to wear a talis of Yisr Gavra Mekashir, because it's not considered efshel l'kayim shneim. Because here, the beged is pishtan, this beged is mechayiv. The whole beged is a mechayiv. You would have another baguette or a smaller baguette. That'd be a different mechayev. So that's not considered Efshel L'Kayim Shneim. Efshel L'Kayim Shneim is the same mechayev. Not if there's a different mechayev. Okay. So, Yesh Ladin B'Zaharbe, V'Ladabri B'Zaharbe, and there's an Hemshech here. So, an Anav Beis. Hoping Mitzvah Hashem, in a future shir, we're able to see that. More Gainus from Reign of Rabbeinu. And we will hopefully be Zeichet to see it, I hope. And we'll see Nefilos G'delis M'Taras Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom. Thank you.